Hi, VoiceTubers. Welcome back to our pronunciation challenge. How are you guys doing today? Are you an overachiever? Do you always think that you are not good enough while others think you are successful? Or do you always pay 200% of effort to do everything? If you are saying yes right now, maybe you are. Today, I chose a video about overachiever, and it talks about what factors form you an overachiever. It may be because your childhood, studying life, or what you have encountered in your life. And the reason why they are overachievers is that they try hard to gain worldwide recognition from others. I think it's a knowledgeable video, so I want to share it with you. If you have time, you can check this video out. So, our topic sentence for today is this. In other words, overachievers are trying to solve a range of psychological problems through material or worldly means. In other words, overachievers are trying to solve a range of psychological problems through material or worldly means.好，那我们可以来看到第一个学习重点是一个片语 In other words 它的意思就是说换句话说，或者是也就是说我们可以造一个例句，像是 She is the best teacher. In other words, she is better than any other teacher in the school. She is the best teacher. In other words, she is better than any other teacher in the school. 相信大家可能会有这样的经验，就是在学校里面遇到一个你觉得很棒很棒的老师，就可以说，我觉得他是一个最棒的老师，也就是说他比我们学校其他任何老师都还要好。好，那换句话说，也就是说的这个片语让我联想到另外一个片语，就是 that is to say 它的意思是就是或者是确切的说，比如说我们造一个例句， You have to finish your homework in 3 days. That is to say, you need to hand in the homework on Monday. 它是说你必须在3天以内完成你的作业，也就是说呢，就是你必须在星期一的时候交出你的作业。所以这两个片语介绍给大家，第一个是 in other words， 第二个是 that is to say。 好，那我们来看第二个单字。第二个单字呢，它是一个形容词，心理的或者是精神的 psychological。 好，它的重音是放在 logical 的那边， L-O 那边，所以是 psychological。 好，那我们可以造个例句， Nowadays, more and more people suffer from psychological problems. 最近呢，就是现在的社会越来越多人都在承受心理上面的问题，像是忧郁症啊，或者是躁郁症越来越普遍了，你就可以用这一句话 Nowadays, more and more people suffer from psychological problems. 那我们可以看到另外一个相反的单字，刚我们说过 psychological 它是心理的或精神的，那如果是身体的或者是物理的呢，我们是用这个单字 physical。你可以说 I don't really enjoy physical activity. I don't really enjoy physical activity. 什么是 physical activity 呢？就是身体的活动。身体的活动顾名思义就是运动。所以你就说，如果我不是很喜欢运动，你除了说 I don't really enjoy exercise， 你也可以说 I don't really enjoy physical activity。像是学校的体育课，我们都知道缩写是 PE class， 那 PE 的缩写就是 Physical Education。 好，那我们刚刚说 physical 它也有激烈的这个意思，那我们造个句子， This basketball game is starting to get a little too physical. 就是说这个篮球比赛已经开始慢慢变得有一点过度激烈咯。这个激烈的意思是有点像身体上面的一些冲突，就是比较冲一点，我们就用 physical 这个单字。那第三个单字我们可以看到 material 它可以当形容词也可以当名词。那形容词的时候的意思就是物质的或者是有形的或者是重大的。我们造个例句， He is not interested in material wealth. He is not interested in material wealth. 就是说他完全对物质上面的财富没有兴趣。那我们在这边跟大家补充另外一个单字，就是有可能大家常听到什么拜金女啊或是拜金男，那我们来说拜金的这个形容词我们可以用 materialistic。 好，它的拼法就是 material 前面一样，后面加上 istic， 所以变成 materialistic。好，那我们再造另外一个句子，就是用重大的这个形容词的意思来造。That witness is material to this case. 那个目击者对我们这个案子是非常重要的，非常重大的。好，那物质的就让我联想到它的相反词，心灵的。心灵的我们可以用 spiritual。In a relationship, the spiritual connection matters to me the most. In a relationship, the spiritual connection matters to me the most. 就是说，在谈恋爱的时候呢，心灵上面的交流对我来说才是最重要的。好，那我们来看最后一个单字。最后一个单字是 means。means， 它的意思是方法。或者是财产，那请大家注意的是它的单复数是同形哦，所以 means 不管一个方法或两个方法就是都是 means。 那大家应该是对 mean 这个字不陌生，因为 mean 就是动词代表或者是意义的意思，那这边是 means 是名词方法跟财产。那我们来造个例句， We need to find other means of transportation. 就是说我们必须找其他的交通方法。 We need to find other means of transportation. 再造另外一个句子，你可以说 She is living beyond her means. She is living beyond her means. 这句话蛮实用的，就可以说 Live beyond one's means， 就是说他的支出大于收入，就是入不敷出，所以 live beyond one's means 就是入不敷出。那在这边 跟大家再分享一个关于 means 的片语，就是 by all means。 by all means 就是当然可以，这是很口语的用法，比如说别人问你说 Can I borrow your pen? 就是我可以借你的笔吗？你就可以回答说 By all means， 就是当然可以的意思。好，最后我们再来复习一次今天的 topic sentence。 In other words, overachievers are trying to solve a range of psychological problems through material or worldly means. I think overachievers also has a lot to do with perfectionism. For people who areperfectionist, they always make strict demands on themselves. Despite the fact that they are doing really great, they still think it's a failure. So if you are an overachiever or your friend is, I think we can give them more compliments to let them know they are really great. And maybe they will not be that harsh to themselves.Thanks for joining us for today's pronunciation challenge. I will challenge you guys next time. Bye!